He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 527. A lot going on here at the Gadget Professor Show. We are making arrangements to bring in some people. We'll have several interviews over the next couple weeks. Should be interesting. I'm looking forward to that. Progress-wise, we are almost finished with the studio up in Prescott, and hopefully we will be able to do some shows for you from that studio. It should be nice, and I am absolutely, definitely looking forward to that. Today we have an interesting show for you. I'm not going to do a gadget of the day, but oddly enough, I got a couple emails asking me what websites I like. Which is a strange question, I guess, but today I'm going to show you some interesting websites that I think you'll find useful and interesting also. If you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all emails. So shoot me a note. I love getting email. Okay, let's take a look at what we have today. I frequently get asked, and I frequently use these next three programs a lot. If you've ever been in a situation where you want to log on to someone else's computer, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, a friend, whatever, to interact with them or give them tech support on the computer, you're going to need a remote program to do that. And there are 1,000 of them out there. Some of them cost a lot of money. Some of them cost no money. Of course, being that you're watching the Gadget Professor Show, we're going to focus on the three biggies today that cost $0 and work quite well. I use these programs primarily to give tech support to friends and clients, and I also use them to extract files from one system to another. So if you have a backup up in the cloud or on an auxiliary hard drive at a different location, which I do, sometimes I want to upload or download those files, and I will use these programs to do that. They're very easy to use and highly, highly functional. So let's take a look at them right now. Let me see what button we're on. Oh, here we go. So the first one is probably been out there forever. I think it's the most, I shouldn't say the most, but one of the most reliable programs for connecting up externally that there is. It's called TeamViewer. Now, make no mistakes about it. This is a highly competent company and extremely reliable, to say the least. They have a variety of tier levels, both free and all the way up to super corporate. Most of us here watching this show will just need the free one. And this is the site, Connect, Engage, Support, Enhance, Manage. Pretty much anything you want to do remotely, you can do using this TeamViewer program. Now, you've got to be very careful when you download this because, as I said, if this detects that you're using it for business, it's going to want you to pay for it, and rightfully so. When you download it, it's going to say free version, and you have free version, commercial version, industrial version. You must select free personal use. Otherwise, this won't work for you. So you're going to click this download for free button and check this site out, teamviewer.com. There are 2.5 plus billion with a B installations of this software, over 320 million active devices on this. This is the premier, or I should say, I think it's the premier program out there. I've been using this for years and years and years, and it's never, not once, failed me. So that is program number one. Program number two, which is right here, is a little bit more tricky in the sense that you need to read the instructions to get this to work. Again, this is a very useful program with a lot of stuff in it. You can do a lot of things. This is 100% free. It's not well known. It's called Parsec, P-A-R-S-E-C. And I like this program a lot. They do have tiers where you can actually go in here on the pricing schedule, and you can actually buy what you need. There's an $8 or $30 if you need an enterprise. You won't need this, but they do have a free version of this, and that's what I would recommend. It's not as intuitive as one would think, but once you understand how to use it, it's pretty straightforward. 100% free, again, very reliable, but it does require a little time to set it up. I do use this. I use this primarily as a backup program if one of the other programs should fail for me. Now, to me, the number one, the one that I use all the time and love, is Chrome Remote Desktop. This is already built into your Chrome browser. You can download the app, which I do recommend for this, and it will allow you to instantly connect up to anybody's computer. They will give you a password, or you can put one automatically, username and password, to just log into someone's computer at will. And again, these are good for doing tech support or collaborating on a PowerPoint presentation or whatever it may be. It's real easy to do this. You're going to go into remote desktop. .google.com. This will all be in the show notes. And it allows you to do one of two things: access my computer so I can allow you to access my computer to see what I'm doing, or I can share my screen with you, either or. So securely access your computer, whether you're away using your phone, tablet, or another computer. It works from all those devices. Or you can share your screen to collaborate in real time or connect with another computer to receive remote support. I use that a lot. This is by far the easiest, the freest, and the simplest app to use to connect up remotely. Yes, it's very secure. It's real simple to operate. You'll see two buttons up here. One, access my computer. Two, share my screen. So if I want you to access my computer, I'm going to click this button, and it's going to ask me to verify who I am, and it's going to give me a number. I'm going to give you that number. You're going to enter it in on the software, and bada boom, bada bang, you are there. So pretty straightforward, pretty easy. If I'm going to share my screen, it's the same thing. I'm going to verify who I am. It's going to give me a code and share those codes, and boom, you're in. So keep those in mind. At some point in time, you'll definitely want to use that, particularly if you have elderly parents or elderly friends, relatives, whatever the case may be, and you want to help them out, or they need to help you out, or you want them to look at something, share a screen, surf together, whatever it is you may want to do. These programs are fantastic to facilitate that. Okay, now, from now on, I am going to go into some just fascinating websites. These are all free. All you got to do is dial up the website, and boom, you're there. They work real well, 100% free. You'll have no issues, no problems with them. And I'm going to show you a bunch of different websites that I think you'll find very interesting. You may not use them all, but for sure you're going to use a bunch of them. So the first one is called Zamzar. I've been using this since it came out. It is a free file conversion website made real easy. You're going to select the type of file that you want to convert, drag and drop the files, or select them from your drive. You're going to click what you want to convert them to. And if you'll notice here, you can convert anything you want. You can convert audio files, PDF files, any kind of video file that you want, PDF files, PNG, PowerPoint, PSD, TIFF files, files I've never even heard of. You can use document formats, CSV, which is a biggie out there, DOC, DOCX, which is the latest version of the Windows Word platform, HTML. It's just endless. There's probably several hundred different formats, music, any combination you want, AAC, they have the AC3 if you're interested in that, FLAC, M4, anything you can think of. Video formats, oh my God, it's endless. The WMV, the OGG, MPG, MP4, MKV, which is a big one if you are downloading movies. A lot of the movies today come in the MKV format, and you'll want to typically convert those for your iPhone, which would be MP4. So it's all here. You can do 264. So just tons of stuff. Ebooks. It's endless. This is a great app. It's free. YouTube, Xbox, all will work on this. You don't have to pay for anything. You're basically going to select the file you want to convert. Drag and drop it, or select it from the hard drive. You're going to click what type of conversion you want it to, and you're going to click convert now, and when it's done, it's going to email you the file, and you just download it. It can't be any easier than that. Really, really nice, really, really convenient. This just gives you a very small example of the types of file formats that you can create. It will even do compression, so if you want to slice down a file in size so it doesn't take up so much room, this will compress the file for you. Really, really nice. I know you're going to enjoy it. Write this down, because I'm telling you, you're going to use it. Zamzar, Z-A-M-Z-A-R, Zamzar.com. You're going to like it. All right. Our next website, if you will, is called Marker.2. This is an interesting site, and what it is, have you ever used those yellow or blue, whatever color you're using, highlight markers? I use those things all the time, and they disappear from my desk all the time, specifically when my grandkids come over. The two granddaughters, they just are magnetically attracted to the markers, and they're all over the place. They're gone when they leave. I can't find anything. Or they're left. I find caps everywhere, but no pens. What are you going to do? But this is a highlighter for websites, and it will let you save the page or email it. Pretty clever. It's a simple annotation tool. Have you ever used a marker pen for highlighting your paper documents? Yeah, we all do. Marker.to will do the same thing for web pages. After you install this extension on your web browser, it's free, or book it. You can run the marker by simply clicking on the icon, and then you can highlight the text. You see it right here on the website with your mouse. Annotating helps to point out important information in long articles. Or Annotator creates a specific link, which is what I like, to the highlighted version of the page, like whatever it is, HTTP, whatever. This will allow you to do it simply and easy. You also can bookmark it. It's really nice. And then you just click a button and it will email it to you. Real nice app, website, if you will. And I highly recommend it. It's real easy to use. And you'll find once you use it, you won't stop using it. It's that good. This is an interesting website. I, on occasion, do use it. It's called Similar Sites, SimilarSites.com. Again, this will be in the show notes. But if you are ever on a site and you, geez, I wonder if there's something else that's similar to this, because I want to see what else is out there, kind of, sort of, you could put in the website that you're on. For example, Amazon.com. It will give you all other types of companies that are similar in nature. So you'll get eBay, you'll get Walmart, whatever. So if you're watching something like, I don't know, on bird feeders or whatever the product or service is that you're on, and you want to see what's similar, just put that domain right in here and click it, and it will come out. I'm just, for the heck of it, I'm going to put in TeamViewer.com. We just talked about that. I'm just curious what other softwares or utilities are available that are similar to let you log into your computer. First time I'm doing this, so we'll learn together. I'm sure there's going to be tons of them. Sorry, that doesn't exist, so I must have spelled something wrong. TeamViewer.com. Here we go. There we go. So, /top, UNVC, I've used that. Use that remote PC. I've used that. So there you go. And you'll see there's probably 15, 20 other sites that offer you similar softwares. So that's pretty neat, if you will. And again, it's something that I think you will use. So mark this down, SimilarSites.com. Very handy. Now, here is a site that I often forget about, and I've used it several times, and I've always been very pleased with it. It's called Fiverr, and basically, it's a freelance site all over the world, and if you want certain things done, if you want a web design done, or a WordPress page, or a logo design, or I have used it to have someone automatically fill in things like Twitter accounts, Google accounts, all kinds of social media accounts, rather than me spending my time going on different types of search engines to propagate the Gadget Professor show. I will pay someone $5, sometimes it's $10, based on how many hours it takes them to do that for me, and then they send you the results. This is a neat thing if you want someone to write an essay, someone to take some photographs for you. You name it, particularly with any kind of software development or work, this is the place to do it. It's really cool. If you've never used it, it's very safe. Here are some of the things that it will help you do: logo design, WordPress, voiceovers, video explainer video, social media. As I said, that's what I used it for. SEO, illustrations, translation, data entry, book covers, pretty much anything that you can think of, this will be on there. That service will be on there. You also can search for services, and you're also able to sell your own services. So this will match you up with a freelancer, many freelancers all over the world, and it will get your work done real cheap, real cheap. Typically it's $5, sometimes 10, but you know, let's just check on logo design here. If I wanted a logo design, these are, yeah, you can join if you want. All right, I don't want to sign in here now, but essentially, you get the picture. Okay, here's a guy that will do it starting at $10, starting at $10, starting at $35, two logos in 12 hours, unlimited revisions. Can't go wrong with that. $35. Here's $10. I will design three flat minimalist logo designs, starting at $10 a piece. So you can look through this. There's a zillion of them. Here's one for $5. I will do perfect embroidering, digitizing, 3D puff into DST. So if you want to make t-shirts and things, here's a guy who will do the artwork for you. It's just fun to look on this site and see all the crazy things that you can purchase on this, and or again, sell your own service. So keep that in mind, Fiverr.com. Now, this next site is kind of fun. If you've ever wanted to have a website that is audio, that's always on, like your own radio station or your own podcast, your own blog, whatever it is, and it runs audio continuously 365, this is a website, okay, that will allow you to do that for free. Professional live audio made simple. Perfect for hosting and sharing file sounds. You can have wildlife sounds, students, pretty much whatever you want. Take a peek at it, mxlr.com. All right, this next site, a very strange site, very interesting site, Push Bulletin. I know you've never heard of it. Pushbullet.com, kind of an esoteric website. Push Bullet connects your devices, making them feel like one. This is a cool web page. What this will do is it will send text messages. Typing on a keyboard is so much faster than typing on a phone. Easily send and receive texts on your computer. See your phone's notifications. Never miss a call or text again while working on your computer. So you could be on your computer, someone can be texting you, and instead of having it on your phone, which it will be there anyway, you can look on your computer screen and it will be there. Follow interesting things. I use this particular app. Get notified about things you care about. It's kind of an instant news, and it will acquire all kinds of information for you. So that's very nice. You could send links. This is cool. Instantly share links of any of your devices between any of your devices. Never email yourself again. Just pop the link in. Chat with your friends. Push Bullet works great on all your devices, which makes sharing and chatting with friends more convenient than ever. And I like this, and you're going to like this too. This is probably the biggest feature. Moving pictures and files between your devices have never been easier. Files are downloaded automatically and can be opened right from their notifications. So if you want to send yourself a movie on your iPhone, or you want to send yourself a movie on your TV or on your Plex server, this will do it. And there's no file size that will say, hey, it's too big. I like that. So very interesting website. Check it out. There's all kinds of things that you can do on PushBullet. It will work on the Android operating system, the iOS, Firefox, pretty much any browser that's out there. It also has a bunch of channels that you can subscribe to that will send you information based on what it is that you're selecting. Again, PushBullet is a very nice, interesting website. You'll have to read up about it because it's not intuitive until you read the one-page description, then you'll get it. Try it out. I think you're going to find it really cool, really cool. Now, this next site is just a killer site, and I use this a lot. If you want to dictate a letter, a memo, whatever it will be, go to this site, and it's dictation.io. I could barely see that. And what you do is you just type in your voice, whatever language you want. That's what's really cool. Use the magic of speech recognition to write emails and documents in Google Chrome. Dictation accurately, and it's very accurate, transcribes your speech into text in real time. You can add paragraphs, punctuation marks, anything that you want. You can even put smileys in this if you want, all using video commands. Totally free, really nicely done. I like the fact that it will do it in different languages. Again, not that I can speak a lot of different languages, because I can't, but I think if you use this once, you're going to be sold on it, and it's free. Doesn't get any better than that. Really well done, really, really handy website, and especially for, you know, for kids, if they don't, you know, they don't want to write, the little kids, they, you know, it's just a pain for them, or they don't know how to do it, they can just click on this in 2 seconds, start talking, and bang, their document's done. And I like that. I like that a lot. It's a lot of fun. Okay, rolling right along here. This next app has been out for a zillion years. It's not an app, it's a website, but basically flightstats.com will pretty much let you follow and trace any flight anywhere in the world instantaneously in real time. So you have a flight tracker on the site, you have current conditions, you got airport delays, on-time performance reports, flight alerts, historical flight status, departures and arrival. Some of it's free, some of it you're going to pay $2.99. If you fly a lot or have people that are flying, this is the de facto standard site that I would use. Now, this next website I do like. This is a free site for downloading public domain audiobooks, and boy, I'll tell you, it's really well done. You can read if you want to volunteer, and they love volunteers. If you have nothing to do or want to contribute to society, you can read your book on a book on this, which is really nice. Or you can listen to it. There's a giant catalog. You can browse by author, title, language, things like that. And it just gives you right here the latest releases. And there's quite a few books to choose from. This is 100% free. Very well done. There are over 15,000, let's call it 16,000 catalog works right now, and there are 46 languages, over 11,000 people use this. Not a very well-known site, but it is a nice site, and particularly for the elderly, it's great for kids' stories. It's a real nice site, totally free. You might as well use it, because I think you're gonna like it. And last but not least, for sure, this site has been around almost since the internet started. It used to be a program that you could buy, and then over the years it developed. But if you ever want to make an outstanding, easy, fast video, this is the site to use it. It puts everything together for you. Join millions of people creating and sharing videos with the easy drag and drop video maker. No experience necessary. They have a bunch of sample videos here, and you can pick out the ones you want to watch yourself. But you can create professional videos for work and life. Drag and drop. Upload photos, videos, and clips. into an EasyMade template, or you can start from scratch. I like the templates because that's what gives it the pizzazz, the creativity. You don't have to do anything. You look at all the templates. Oh, I like that one. You drag and drop your stuff, your photos, your videos. Boom, you click a button, bada boom, bada bang. There you go. You got your whole video there, and it's really nice. Customize your video with color, fonts, transitions, and more. Set it to music. You can bring your video to life with a licensed song from their music library. Quickly create all kinds of social media, business promo templates, celebrations, and as you can see right here, there are just tons of them. I'm going to quickly click on see all templates, and you'll get an idea for the size of this website in terms of photos, wedding types of videos, product videos, public service announcements, engagements. Pretty much anything that you could think of is on here, or you can create your own. Very, very nicely done and easy, and the stuff looks just gangbusters when it's done. It's really nice. Of course, there's different tier levels. Create unlimited videos, free forever. That's going to cost you zero. You do have to sign up, but hey, it's free. And then you get the basic service for $8 a month, $96 a year. Create unbranded videos with unlimited downloads. So if you don't want any branding on this, like Animoto logo would be on your free video that you created. But, you know, if you don't care, who cares? It says Animoto. If you don't want that on there, you want to kind of customize and pay your $8 a month or $96 a year, and it will take that away and do some other things. You've got the professional, and if you're really doing a lot of videos, for $22 a month, $264 a year, well worth it. And again, you don't get everything for free. It has your standard features in it. That's the free version, standard video quality, 720p, which is by no means shabby. You're going to get 50 music tracks, 3 standard fonts, 30 color swatches, unlimited social sharing, and available on your desktop and the iOS operating system. So that's a lot of stuff for free. This will give you the $8 a month will give you that no Animoto branding on your videos. Again, it's a little logo that's appears there that shows that it was created by Animoto. If that bothers you, then pay your $8. You're going to get a high quality video in 1080p. Your choice, and unlimited downloads, no problem with that. Your standard features gives you everything, but you now have access to 1 million plus licensed stock photos and videos. You got 3,000 licensed music tracks. It's a lot, but it's $22 a month. Again, if you're doing a lot of professional videos, then perhaps this is something for you that you would like, and it's worth the money. So you decide. And that, folks, is going to wrap this show up today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you find at least one or two websites that I've shown you that you'll find useful. I use all of them, not every day, but it's in my my treasure chest of stuff that I go to. In fact, I have a bookmark called Treasure Chest, and I got all this stuff just bookmarked in there because many times I can't remember the name of the website or the app because there's so many out there. So have a good week. Stay safe. Please get vaccinated whether you want to or not, but you're keeping everybody safe. Have a good week. I'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.